And Rashi says, the ikra klis chukhisein, because the main part of this clear the glass. Vloyazli basar hamaimid. We don't go bust what's holding it together. Yeah. That's one shot. Sako poram was nageya to Rashi's, we see the what that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. So since it happened after the Churban Habayis, and you see he added another day to Megillas Tainis, it's a raya, whatever it says in the Megillas Tainis does apply today. So it's not like we said before. So Gemara says, Eilech Hanami, Gemara says, Tanoihi, Itzaka Machlekes Tanoim, if what it says in the Megillas Tainis Nogeya today, or whether it's bottle. The Tanya would learn like this, Ha Yomim Elu, these days, Ha Ksugim the Megillas Tainis, that's written down in the Megillas Tainis, Dein Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, whether at the time we had the Beis HaMikdash, Dein Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim, those days are also to fast. Those days apply even today when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Dibur Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, no. Bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim. Mifnei she Simcha Hilehem. Because at that time was a tremendous Simcha those days. Memela, there was an Issa to fast with the Rabbonim. What about Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim? Bizman is there, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha is Mutorim. Now you are allowed to fast during those days. Mifnei she Eivul Hilehem. Because now we don't have Simcha anymore, now it's like an Eivul, even those days turned in to be like an Eivul, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says, so Machlekes, so Melo's no Sivus, so Machlekes Tanoim. This town holds like this, this town holds like that. Now the Gemara says, what's Maskona? The Hilchasa Bitlu. That this man is there, we do not have these Isurim of the Megillah Tainus. Right, the Hilchasa Le Bitlu. Then the Gemara says, no, the Halachwiz is not bottle. But the Gemara Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa, what are you talking about? It's a Sivu here. You're saying it's not bottle, and you say it is bottle. Does it apply or doesn't it apply? So Gemara says, like kasher, it's no kasher. Kan v'chanakul purim. The only thing that remains over from Megillah's Tainus that rinnoig bisman is there is Chanukah and Purim. On Chofei, the Kislev, the 8 days of Chanukah, and on Purim, that day of Purim, you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast before, you're not allowed to fast afterwards. That Isser of Chanukah Purim still applies today. Kan v'shar yoimi. But the other days that it says in Megillah's Tainus, like we had before, the 28th day of Adar, other days that it says there, those days don't apply today. And the story is, that we had before, that Chanukah and Purim, Pesum and Easter Zodis. Since Lamais of all Chrysos, Makabal upon themselves, to make a big Simcha out of Chanukah, out of Purim, the Chum don't want to take it away. That still remains, that you're not allowed to fast on Chanukah and Purim, but only those 2 days. All the other days that it says in Megillah's Tainus, is Manasseh, if you want to, you are allowed to fast. That's the Maskana. Could be that was part of the corner, you're right. 1 second, so maybe. But yes, good, the Kuvan. And Purim, you have time to assess before. So could be, no, could be that the corner was only Maskana that day itself. And Chanukah and Purim, you can't fast before. The other way to learn is that you're not allowed to fast before a known Tainus. But that was the Gzerim Matkilah. Could be that when they first made the Megillah's Tainus, when they first made the Megillah, Purim was put down that you're supposed to fast Erev Tainus. That is the current to the Muhammad that they fought then. So this is different, you're right. You're not allowed to fast for a new sorrow that comes about. You're not allowed to fast on the day before. You have to be noig simcha. But that was at the Kodem Metzchilu, when they were Mesach and Purim, Metzchilu, and they wrote down the Megillah's Tainus, not to fast on Megillah, on Purim, so that the corner was, but on Erev Purim, you are allowed to fast. So that day is different, you're right. Purim Masam is different. But on Chanukah and Chanukah, you're not supposed to fast Erev Chanukah either. Right, then the Mishnah says, Al Elo Mefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says there are 6 months that when the Bez Nagodol says the Kiddush HaChodesh in Yerushalayim, so they want everybody to know exactly which day was Rosh Chodesh. So they used to send out shluchim, messengers, to tell the people outside Yerushalayim in Gola, when it was Rosh Chodesh. So it's one month it says V'al Elul. When Bezdin was Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Elul, they used to send out shluchim, people should know Mifnei Rosh Hashanah, to know when Rosh Hashanah will be. Because like Rashi Mar said before, most of the times that Elul was always a chaser. The 30th day of Elul was always Rosh Hashanah. So if they'll know which day was Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, they'll know that 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. Vayit of Yal Tishrei, the reason why they used to send out Shluchim on Tishrei, they've meant to cut us some this, that they should know when Yom Kippur will be, when Sukkot will be, so it's negated to know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, to know when the other Muadis will be. Maria Sakashi now, Kivon de Navkilu al Elul, once the Shluchim went out and told you which day they made Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tishrei Lomelu, why do they have to go out a second time on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And the Chur we just got finished saying was saying that Elul is always only 29 days. It's always the Chaser Elul. And the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So once we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, we should automatically know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei will be. Maybe you want to tell me no. Dilma Vruli Elul, maybe they'll make Elul an extra day. It'll be 30 days. And the 31st day will first be Rosh Hashanah. But the Marv, Omer Rabbi Chinna Barkana, Omer Rav, that Miyamais Ezra V'Elach, from the times of Ezra and onwards, Loi Matsino Elul Miyubur. It never came out that Chodesh Elul had more than 29 days. It was always the 30th day of Elul was always Rosh Hashanah. So Mele, if you know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, automatically people in Golis will know when Rosh Hashanah is. They'll know that 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says like this, Loimotzino Elul Miyubur. Loimotzino, that means to Loi Itzrach. It just means the reason why he never found it is because there was never a purpose to do it. Baha Itzrach, let's say there'll be a purpose why Bezdin should put in that another day in Telul to make Elul like 30 days. And the 31st day is first Rosh Hashanah, is Avdinon, Mavrinon, they would do it late. So Mela, it's possible maybe Rosh Hashanah comes out on the 31st day of Elul. Therefore, there's an Indian to send out Shluchim on Tishrei that they should know at least for sure when Yom Kippur will be and when Sukkot will be. Trashu, Itzrach means, Imishum Yarki, Imishum Masik Lekamon. The Gemara said later, the Chum don't want that it should come out of Shabbos and then a Rosh Hashanah. They don't want that to happen. Or they don't want it to come out to be a Shabbos and then Rosh Hashanah Chabir. They don't want it to be a Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Or they don't want it to be a Shabbos then a Yom Kippur. And the reason is either because the vegetables will get spoiled, just because the person dies and one day, the first day, there'll be a long time till you can bury him. So the Rechil and the Chum don't want it to come out that Shabbos comes up right after Yom Tov, right before Yom Tov. So therefore, if they see it should happen, they'll make an extra day tell them that the Melech Yom Tov comes a day later. The Melech will come a day after Shabbos, like we'll soon see later. So just saying, if it should come out, that Shabbos would come out right after Rosh Hashanah, or right after Yom Kippur, Misha Itzrach, they would make an extra day tell them to push it off. So since it's possible that Desmond would push off another day Rosh Hashanah, therefore it's Nogeh to send out Shluchim, tell everybody exactly when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was. So the Gemara, but if you can do this, if you're going to make Elul an extra day, so it comes out Rosh Hashanah, instead of being the 30th day of Elul, you make it the 31st. Does it come out now that people in Goyle are far away and not going to know when Rosh Hashanah is? They're going to think usually the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah, and really it's coming out the 31st day is Rosh Hashanah. So how can you be Mekalka Rosh Hashanah? That should be a svara not to push off Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says no. Mutiv tikalka Rosh Hashanah, it's worth it that the people in Goyle should not know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is, but lo yiskalkulu kule mo'adis. But better off than making that Yom Kippur or Sukkot comes out the wrong time, it's better to misaken one day now by Rosh Hashanah, then rather we'll have a good Sukkot and a good Yom Kippur. So therefore, it could come out sometimes that Desdin would make Rosh Hashanah first the 31st day of Elul. They'll make 30 days Elul, and the 31st day will first be Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's Nageh to send out Shluchim on Tishrei to tell everybody exactly when the Bezdin made Rosh Hashanah. They could now bring your proof also. The Tani, Al Tishrei Mefmei Takonas HaMoedah, Shema Amina. Our Mishnah says the reason why the messengers go out after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, means on Beis Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah they don't go out. I mean, the day after Rosh Hashanah, the messengers start to go out to tell everybody exactly when Rosh Hashanah was. What's the reason? Why does the Mishnah say? Mefmei Takonas HaMoedah. Because we want the Mardim to be well. We want, in other words, Sukkot and Yom Kippur to come out on the right day. So because of Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they would make a Mol Rosh Hashanah a day later for the sake of those Yom Tovim. Even though by pushing off Rosh Hashanah another day, could be the Mavato, the Bnei Goyla, they'll make the wrong day Rosh Hashanah. But it's Kedai to save the other Mardim. Yeah. Right. The Mishnah says then the Al Tislev Mifnei Chanukah. They sent out messengers on Chodesh Tislev when Rosh Chodesh was, that people should know exactly when Chof Hei is to make Chanukah. The Al Adar Mifnei Purim. They sent out on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that people should know when Yudalit is, when to make Purim. The Gemara says the Ilu. What's going to be Nisabru Hashanah? Let's say during this first Adar they decided to make this year an extra month. They're going to have another Adar. Yoytzin afaladis sheni mefnei hapurim leketoni. Our Mishnah does not say in such a case. Let's say first they made adoration, and it says now Mishnah true they send out shluchim messengers that people should know when Rosh Chodesh Adar was. Then in the middle of the month, let's say Yud Gimel adoration doesn't decide to make an extra Adar. So the Kumta says next month is again Adar. Why does now Mishnah say in such a case
they should send out messengers a second time that people should know now when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is, in order to know when to lay the Megillah again. Because Poshut, we hold when you have two Adars, when is the Mitzvah Megillah? The second day, not the first day. Sakam HaMishnah doesn't say this for Chiddush. Why does HaMishnah only say a case where there's only one Adar? The Mishnah should say, even in the case when you have a second Adar, you should have to send out the Shluch and the second Adar again to know exactly when Yom Tov, when Purim is. Why does HaMishnah say this also? And the Gemara, Masnisim like Rebbe. HaMishnah does not go according to Rebbe. The Tanya, we learned like this, Rebbe Yoimer, in the Sabra HaShonah, Yoitzin Afalad Rasheni. Anything that Rebbe takes says like that. In the case that in the middle of the first Adar, Bezdin decided to make a second Adar, when they make the Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, Bezdin again sends out messengers that people should know when Adar Sheni will be. Mifnei HaPurim, because people have to know when Purim is. Purim, the mitzvah is now, laying the Megillah of the second Adar, not the first one. So Kuratza Machlek is our Mishnah and Rebbe. So Gemara says, Leinu B'Hokim Mifnei, maybe the Machlek is totally like this. The mass of our Mishnah holds, Kol Mitzvah San Heges B'Sheni and Heges B'Rishon. Really, Purim, you could do any month you want. Just like you could lay in the Megillah the second month, if you lay in the Megillah the first month, you're Yaitza. So Nela, since the B'nai Goyla, they did not know that Bezin's going to make an extra Chodesh, so they lay in the Megillah on Yudalat Purim Rishon, Adar Rishon. So our Mishnah is Zanechanami, the Yaitza Mitzvah is Purim, and there's no reason to notify them when the next Chodesh will be, because they don't have to lay in the Megillah over again. You don't need another Purim. Well, Masa, but what does Rebbe hold? Not like that. That Kol Mitzvahs and the Heges B'Sheni, all the mitzvahs that the Ketuvah is supposed to do and Adar Sheni you should know, ain't the Heges B'Rishon. No, they do not know you're going to first day, the first month. If you lay the Megillah the first month, you're not yet to the mitzvah. You have to learn it over again. So therefore, Rebbe says it's not enough that the Shluchim went out last month, but they have to go out a second time Adar Sheni to tell the people exactly when to lay the Megillah. So Lechur, that's the Machlekes. The Gemara says, Loi, maybe not like that. I tell you really, the Kula Yalma mitzvah on the Heges B'Sheni ain't the Heges B'Rishon. Like we all the Halacha. The mitzvah's Purim is a Geya when? The second month, Adar Sheni, not the first month. And if you made a mistake and laid the Megillah the first month they gave Mishloach Manos, you're not Yetza. You're going to have to do it over again on Adar Sheni. Or if so, why doesn't our Mishnah say to send out messengers the second time on the second month, on the second Adar? For Hoch, you know what our Machlekes is? The Ibor Shana Kemiflegei. It's a machlekes about this extra month. How long is the extra month? Dibur Shona. The Tanya will not like this. Kamar Ibur Shona. How much is the extra month they put into the year? Lamed Yom. It's exactly 30 days. Shrashi Kamar Ibur Shona. Yimei Adar Rishon. How long is the first Adar? Shoisin Oisin Ibur Shona. The first Adar is called like the pregnant month. That's the extra month that was added to the year. Not the second Adar. The second Adar, that's the regular Adar we have every year. The extra month that's added is the first Adar. That's called Ibur, the pregnant, the extra month. Now, how long, how many days is that extra month? It's a klalus, always 30 days. That's what our mission holds. Therefore, if they're going to know when last Rosh Chodesh was Adar, you don't have to send out messengers again when Adar Sheni is, because everybody knows. Everybody knows 30 days later is going to be, that this month is 30 days. So maybe the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. You don't have to send out messengers. Everybody knows clearly that Adar Rishon is a Moleh. It's 30 days. And therefore, when is the Rosh Chodesh Sheni? On Yom Shleishim
B'Yechud. Not every year. Huh? Not every year.
Right. So what? They'll find out if that will be in Nibiyur. That they'll find out. That they'll tell people. Whenever they decide to make a Nibiyur, all they got to do is send out messengers at that time. We're going to make an extra month this year. But you don't have to send a message when Rosh Chodesh is. Because once they know when last Rosh Chodesh was, the Lord will magically know when the next Rosh Chodesh is. We have Shimon Megamil Loimer, Chodesh. No, it's a Chodesh. So what does a Chodesh mean a month? So the Habit Miner is a Chodesh means 29 days. So for the Gemara, if so, Maishno La Mediyoda. Why do you say that Rebbe holds is 30 days? If we don't have to forget, our Mishnah holds is 30 days, if we don't have to send our messengers again. Chodesh Na Mediyoda. Why, according to Rebbe, do you have to send out messengers a second time? The other meaning is a Chodesh means 29 days, a Chodesh Choser. So if it's also always 29 days, people will know exactly when the next Rosh Chodesh is. Rav Papa says like this, Rebbe holds, Man Diyom HaChodesh, the one that says a Chodesh doesn't mean a Chodesh Choser, 29 days. It means like this, Rotsa Chodesh, Rotsa Shleishim.
If you want to, sometimes Bezdin can make it 29 days. They can make it a chaser. The 30th day is Adesheni. If they want to, they can make Adarish in 30 days. So, according to Rebbe, it's very good why you have to send the messengers out on the second Rosh Chodesh. Because people in Gaila won't know when Rosh Chodesh Adesheni was. Because it's possible Adarish could be 29 days, and it's possible it could be 30 days. So, hence, they're not going to know when the Bezdin made the Rosh Chodesh Adesheni. That's why they have to send out Shluchim. But our mission holds no. That Adarishin is always only 30 days. So there's no reason to send out messengers. Once you know when Adarishin was, you automatically know that 30 days is Adarishin, the 31st day is Adesheni. There's no suffix. Seth Kamachlekis. Now the Gemara says, Hayyad Reb Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kahola Kadisha Yerushalayim. The Yeshua ben Levi said over an Adis in the name of the Holy, the Kahala Kadisha Yerushalayim. That what? Al Shnei Adorim, when you have you have an extra month, two others, Shemekatshim Oisom, the Yoim Ibureyim. That you make the Kiddush HaKodesh is the day of the Ibureyim. What does that mean, Yoim Ibureyim? Rashi says, Shemekatshim Oisom, the Yoim Ibureyim. Yoim Shloishim, the 30th day of the month, Kori Yoim Ibur. That's called like the extra day. Shoisai Oisin Ibur, that LaKodesh. That's like the extra day of the month. Some months, Levon only have 29 days. If you make it 30 days, it's called the month has an extra day. That's called Iber. You get a pregnant like you gave her an extra day. So the 30th day, that's called the extra day to a month. Yeah. So it means, Keshem Avirin Oisai, Shem Akachin Yom Shloshim Shel Shnehim. Le Rosh Chodesh Hanichnas Yom Lamed Liadir Arishon, Hu Rosh Chodesh Liadir Hashem. That the 30th day of the month, that is the next Rosh Chodesh. That's what he said over in Adis. Again, Al Shnei Adorim on Adar, Shemekach Shenoisim B'yoyim Ubereyim. When is Rosh Chodesh Adarishin? On the 30th day of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh Adar. When is Rosh Chodesh Adesheni? On the 30th day of Adarishin, that's Rosh Chodesh Adesheni. So everybody knows it's exactly a month is a chaser. It's a half of the month is missing a day. There's only 29 days to it. Again, Rashi says, So Rosh Chodesh Anichnas Yom Lamed Liyadar Arishin, Hu Rosh Chodesh Liyadar Asheni. In other words, the first Adar has 29 days. The 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Adesheni. Adesheni also only has 29 days. The 30th day of Adesheni is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the way he said over. That's what the Kala Kadisha Yerushalayim said over. Again, that Shemekatshim Oysom V'yoyim Ibereyim. On the day of the extra day, the 30th day, that's the new Rosh Chodesh. Lameimra, what do they mean to say then? Tichaserin avdinun, malayim loyavdinun. That both others are only a chaser, it's only 29 days, and it's not 30 days to the month. Lafuke medidorash Rav Nachman Bachizda. They mean to say opposite of what Rav Nachman Bachizda said. The gister should be, the dorish Rav Nachman Bachizda. Like this, Bachizda, we have Hayyad Reb Simoy, that he said like this, the Dorsh of Nachman Bachizda, that Hayyad, he said like this, that Hayyad Reb Simoy, Mishom Chagai Zchari Malochi, in the name of the Nevi'im, Al Shnei Adorim, on the year that you have an extra Adar, a year you have an extra month, you have two Adars, you should know it's like this, Shim Rotsu La'Faisen Shnei Malayim Oisen. There's no cloud what to do with these months. If Desdin wants to make both months a Malay, both months have 30 days, and the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh Adesheni, they could do it. Oisin. Shneim chaser. If they want to make both months, both Adars only 29 days, Oisin, they could do that also. And if they want to, they could do Echad Molei, the Echad Chaser Oisin. If they want to, they can make one Adar Molei 30 days to it, and the second Adar, they can make a Chaser 29 days to it. There's no cloud. And the Kachoy Neigim Begoyla. That was the way they were Neigim Begoyla. So the kid said that Yeshua ben Levi said over Mishum Kalak Rishad Yerushalayim argues on this. He said over no that the Chodesh is always a Chaser. Chodesh Adarishin and Adesheni is always a Chaser. It's always only 29 days and the 30th day is a new Rosh Chodesh. And they said over no, nothing doing, there's no cloud to it. If you want, you can make it a Mola, you want to make it a Chaser, there's no Klolim here. So it's not like it. Or Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, and he said over the name of Rabbeinu. Rashi says, it means Rav, that Lo'ilam, it's always like this. Echad Molei V'yochad Chaser. One month is Molei, is 30 days to it, and one month is a Chaser is missing. It's only 29 days. Ad Shivoyed L'cho, Shulk for Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai. up until you know exactly when they were kaveh the Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi shekvo Rosh Chodesh with manoi at shom ulecho haboy emeret Yisrael kitchu bezin Rosh Chodesh ader Rashen nebiyim lamid liyadav harishon liyasu es harishon chaser. In other words, until you know exactly, this is the way you have to neman. You have to neman, one was a chaser and one was a moli. The early mechad moli mechad chaser, until you know not like that. Achivo lecho shulkva Rosh Chodesh bezmanoi. Shochu lei lemarukva. They sent now a messenger to Marukva saying like this. Adar hasomak lenisim. The second Adar. The Adar that's near Chodesh Nisim, he should know lielam chaser. He owes Adar sheni is always missing. It's always only 29 days. That's what Marukva said. Mosi Rav Nachman. Nachman has a kasher on this. The Zalok will have later Mishnah al shnei chadoshim mechal nes haShabbos on 2 months if the Eidim that see the Levona. They want to come to Bezdin to tell Bezdin we saw the Levona last night, we saw the new moon, and therefore we have a right to make the Kiddush HaChodesh. Even if it means they have to travel chutz l'tchum, they'll have to, like the Chilul Shabbos from the Rabbonin, they're allowed to do it. There are 2 months that's very negay, Bezdin has to know when the Levona was, that it even be Mechal HaShabbos come to Bezdin. Al Nisan V'Yal Tishrei, on these 2 months, on Nisan V'Yal Tishrei, these are the 2 months that could be Mechal HaShabbos. Alright, turn over. Yes, so again we have these 2 months, the Brisa says like this, Moser Rav Nachman, Al Shnei Chadoshim, on 2 months of the year, Mechal Nes HaShabbos, we let them be Mechal HaShabbos, the 2 Eidim that saw the Levona to come to Bezdin, Al Nisan V'Yal Tishrei, Al Nisan V'Yal Tishrei. Rashi learns, Mechal Nes HaShabbos, that means, Eidim Shiro Es HaLevona, B'Chidusha, Eidim, 2 people saw the new Levona last night. Is Mechal Nes HaShabbos Lotes Chus Tchum? He will now. It's on Shabbos. A lot of travel outside the Tchum. Sinistri Rabbanon only. Lover LeBezim to come to Bezim LaHoyed Lefneim to say Edus LeFisha Amoyedin Kulan Tluyim B'Shnei Chadoshim Alolu. Why are these months so important? Nisan and Tishrei? Because all the Yom Tovim are totally in Nisan and Tishrei. Because Falka Tzayv Havimin was Chilula. That the Havamina is, why does Bezdin, like, why is there a din to allow to be Mechal HaShabbos? Because Bezdin is only Mekadosh to Lechodesh if there's Eidim that saw the Levona. When they see the Levona, that's when the Mekadosh. So, Mel, if the Eidim won't come now, Bezdin won't be Mekadosh to Lechodesh. That's why it's very important for them to come to Bezdin. We say you're allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. Yom Tov means Nisan is totally in Pesach, and Tishrei is Sukkis, and Shavuot is not Nageya. Because Shavuot is always 50 days after Pesach, so it's not Nageya. The Shavuot you don't have to know the day of the Chodesh. Hashanka, Nisan and Tishrei, that's the Yom Tov. So Mar says like this. If you tell me like this, Zimnin Mole, Zimnin Choser, that sometimes the months are 29, sometimes it's 30, is Mishamachim Mechalinim. That's why we're Mechalo, we let the Eidim come to Bezdin. So Rashi, that means, Mishamachim Mechalim, Emru B'yoyim Lamed, if the Eidim saw the Levon on the 30th day, Shim Lo Yevoyu, because if they don't come to Bezdin today, the Eidim, and say the Eidim, Shiru Ayoyim, Lo Yikachru Bezdin, Bezdin won't be Mekadosh the month today, Ad Mochra, until tomorrow, V'yasu Esachosim Oli, that really they saw the Levon on the 30th day of Adar. So really, the 30th day of Adar should be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they come to Bezdin right now, Bezdin will make today Rosh Chodesh. If they don't come to Bezdin today, Bezdin will make today Rosh Chodesh. They'll make it tomorrow. So you see, you have your choice. Nisan could be, Adar could either be a Mole, or could be a Chaser. It's totally when Eidim come to Bezdin. So that's why there's a din that the Bezdin, they have a right to Mechal HaShabbos, in order to come to Bezdin, tell them the right time, when to be Mekadosh Levona, the Mekadosh Chodesh. Liyam, if you can tell me now, Liyam Choser, no, that Adar Sheni, you should know, Adar is always a Choser.